But there was still a problem. Late in the spring of 93, I was in this very awkward position that I thought I'd got most of the curves being modular. So that was nearly enough to be content to have Fermat's last theorem. But there was this, these few families of elliptic curves that had escaped the net. And I was sitting here at my desk in May of 93, still wondering about this problem, and I casually glancing at a paper of Barry Mazur's, and there was just one sentence which made a reference to actually what's the 19th century construction, and I just instantly realized that there was a trick that I could use, that I could switch from the families of elliptic curves I'd been studying them using the prime 3, I could switch and study them using the prime 5. It was looked more complicated, but I could switch from these awkward curves that I couldn't prove were modular to a different set of curves which I'd already proved were modular and use that information to just go that one last step. And I just kept working out the details, and time went by and I forgot to go down to lunch, and it got to about tea time, and then I went down and Nada was very surprised that I arrived so late, and then she I told her that I believed I saw Fermat's last theorem.